This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Heffel. A Fort Collins man has died after being shot by a Larimer County Sheriff's deputy during a court-ordered eviction Thursday. Officials say the man pointed a gun at deputies when they entered the residence. Authorities say the man was shot after he refused to put the gun down. The man's name has not been released. Colorado plans to pump up incentives for electric vehicles, but it won't pursue a California-style ban of gas-powered cars. Will Tor with the State Energy Office says Colorado's newly updated policies are meant to help build a market for EVs here.
And it really maximizes choices for consumers by ensuring manufacturers will bring their models here while avoiding adopting a ban on ICE vehicles. We think this is very much the Colorado way.
Colorado's proposal would require that 80% of new vehicle sales be electric by 2032. In the mountains, good snow this fall should get another boost late Monday. Mike Nelson is chief meteorologist at Denver 7.
That one's the most significant looking storm that we've seen perhaps so far this season. So if it pans out right, we could be looking at a pretty good dump of snow Monday night into Tuesday of next week.
Nelson says the mountains tend to intercept that snow so it doesn't make it down to the Front Range. But the National Weather Service says areas around Denver, Fort Collins, and Colorado Springs may see flurries from this incoming storm as well. The Front Range will remain pretty mild this weekend. Expect highs in the upper 40s and low 50s on Saturday and near 60 degrees on Sunday. In Grand Junction, there's also a chance for snow going into Monday. This is CPR News. Stay with us. It is just about 4:06.